Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
What is going on, everybody?
Man, what's happening? We are back, Jack.
And we got another great episode for you guys of Urban Legends with the Ghost Brothers. I am your amazing host, the Marcus Harvey.
And I'm Juwan, a.k.a. the Paranormal Poppy, ladies and gentlemen.
Hey, and last but certainly not least, It is the illustrious.
Illustrious.
The infamous.
Infamous.
It's just the damn sexy.
Okay, I wasn't going to go that far, but go ahead.
Bad boy of paranormal himself.
Bop, boom, bop, boom, bop, boom, bop, boom, 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 boom.
Ooh, you remixed it. Man, it's Daylan, guys. And today's legend is about trips. We mean taking a trip with your friends or whoever you may be rolling with.
Okay.
And like something that crazy just goes down.
The unknown, the unthinkable, the horror!
Yeah, all of that and the why the hell did I even decide to go on this trip?
Right. So we're going to talk about the urban legend of the Boy Scout Lane. Jamon, that might be right up your lane.
You know that's
him. It might be.
But don't forget, we also have a special guest, Dylan Park.
Word.
His writing credits include shows like All Rise and 68 Whiskey. He's also a contributing author to the New York Times best-selling book, Occasional Magic. And brother is an activist.
Standing tall, brother. Standing tall.
Salute.
He's sharing a road trip story with us. And his story, man, let me tell you, man, I cannot wait to hear this one. But the question is, what do y'all think of trips? Like road trips, for example. Y'all be tripping. Man, listen, man. I remember one time I called Juwan. It had to be probably about midnight.
Okay.
I said, Juwan, hey, bro, I need you to ride somewhere with me real quick.
Real quick.
Juwan being the friend that he was.
What'd he say?
He said, man, Daylan, come get me, bro. I got you.
This man had us go to Alabama,
bro. Oh, man.
This is not real quick, bro.
Let me tell you how many details I left out the story. One, where we was going. Alabama, 3.5 hours away.
Okay.
Two, why we was going to Alabama.
Okay.
I had a girl I was trying to meet, and she had a friend, so I needed somebody to run interference. At 3 o'clock in the morning.
They ain't no take one for the team.
This was the most selfish road trip I've ever been a part of.
Bro. Say, I had the nerve to ask him, say, man, you going to drive back, bro? All right, guys. Bro. That story was neither here nor there.
No, it's there. It's but definitely there.
Let's get into the real reason why we here. Now, before we get into the actual urban legends, we wanted to remind y'all of a horror movie that you might not even realize is actually about a scary road trip.
What movie?
Get Out.
Oh, definitely.
Okay. I can kind of see that. I mean, it was... Wait, what part was about a road trip?
Bro, see, that's where y'all tripping. Y'all don't even remember how the movie went.
Okay.
The movie started out with a road trip. Mm-hmm. Chris and his girlfriend Rose, remember, they drive to her parents' house for Chris to meet the family. Dude probably thought, you know, we're going to visit her parents.
Yeah.
It's going to be calm, cool, collective, and then we'll just head back home. Oh, no. But it had a time.
It even started off rough.
Listen, as soon as he got in the house, it was
even before the house, the deer. You remember the deer?
Yeah.
And it makes you question road trips.
Look, it's a clear example of how road trips can be the perfect place for a creepy story to happen. See, that's one thing about Jordan Peele. He clearly knew what was up when he wrote that movie, man.
He had something up his sleeve.
But look, though, now for our urban legend, our road trip story. It comes from Stevens Point, Wisconsin.
Stevens Point? That sounds vaguely familiar and really creepy.
Right. It's the urban legend of Boy Scout Lane.
That may be why it sounds familiar.
Because the Boy Scouts?
Well, you know, my history with Boy Scouts, you know.
I got a couple of questions about the Eagle Scouts. How long did it actually even take you to become an Eagle Scout?
I got it when I was 16.
16?
I started at Tiger Cubs. So I guess 5 to 16, was that 11 years?
Okay, all right.
That's dedication.
My dog was committed.
That's dedication.
Just as committed as this story. Listen, check this out. The urban legend says in the 1950s or the 60s, a group of Boy Scouts went on a camping trip together. They hopped on a bus headed to an area between Cemetery Road and Little Chicago Road. But look, they got there, and the legend says they were killed. Mm-hmm. Some say the scoutmaster did it.
Mm-hmm.
Other stories say that the bus driver did it.
Mm-hmm.
And another one even says that on their way there, the bus crashed and went up in flames.
Mm-hmm.
Some accounts even say that they just vanished literally in thin air.
Mm-hmm. Listen, there's got to be a spooky activity going on in that area then. You feel me?
Hey, man, people reported feeling like someone was watching them and seeing children's handprints just appear on the back of cars. They even heard children laughing. Bro, listen to me, man. This area is not a campsite now. It's just an isolated road, and reports say it's got its name because these boys went missing right then and there.
Listen, it's one thing. There's one thing about these little campsites. We used to do camping back in the summer when I was like a teenager. But they will always tell you these stories that like to keep you from like wandering off, you know what I'm saying? Just to kind of like, they want to instill fear just so you don't try to go off by yourself.
Jawan, how many badges did your ass have?
Quite a few.
Did you?
Yeah, 100%.
Say, would y'all all go visit this area like at night for paranormal activity?
I feel like we're committed to locations for paranormal activity at this point.
Yeah.
It ain't too many places we won't go.
Yeah.
Nowhere we won't go.
Okay. Dylan Park is going to share his own road trip story soon. But first, you know what time it is. It's time to take a quick break.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. So start getting your best night's sleep in sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. And you can try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee plus 15% off your first order with code BUTTERY. So head to BOLLandBranch.com today. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Finding your perfect home was hard, but thanks to Burrow, furnishing it has never been easier. Burrow's easy-to-assemble modular sofas and sectionals are made from premium, durable materials, including stain and scratch-resistant fabrics. So they're not just comfortable and stylish, they're built to last. Plus, every single Burrow order ships free right to your door. Right now, get 15% off your first order at Burrow.com/ACAST. That's 15% off at burrow.com/ACAST.
All right, guys. We're back and we're here with the man himself, Dylan Park.
Dylan, man, what is happening, man? What's going on with you, man?
Not much. Just chilling today. You know, we're on strike, so I just be having plenty of free time.
Let's kind of get started, bro. How do you feel about the paranormal? You know, we investigate and go to haunted locations, but what about you? Are you a believer in paranormal? Like, you believe in ghosts?
You know, I grew up in the Bay Area, so, you know, we had, like, the haunted location stuff. You know, we had, like, the Devil's Door, and there was, like, an abandoned asylum at the top of the hill in San Jose that we would go to that was, like, all creepy and stuff like that, but... Yeah. I never really believed in ghosts, and I say that's past tense because I had a couple stories. I only have two ghost stories. One of them is kind of crazy. I can't even believe I'm saying this on a podcast, but there was a girl who wanted to have a threesome with a ghost.
What?
I never left
wow.
the house so fast in my life. Yeah.
Oh, that's so, how you get introduced into the world, baby.
Wait. We're going to stop this train right here because I got questions.
I got a lot of them.
So, this alleged threesome that she wanted, was it with you and a ghost that she wanted it with?
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow.
Was it okay?
Well, see, what had happened was I'm over at homegirl's house.
Anybody you know, start off with see what had happened was? They trying to figure out what part they want to tell you and what part they want to omit. Go ahead, man.
So we're at the crib and we're drinking a bottle of wine, watching Netflix, doing all that. She says, do you mind if my friend joins? And I was like, oh, word, like that. I was like, I don't mind, actually.
He said, Jack, okay.
And I said, is she here right now? Is she in like the next room? And she was like, oh, no. It's a he. So I said, I never really done that before. I'm trying to pump the brakes a little bit. So she says, oh, he just likes to watch. I was like, is he a roommate? And then she's like, oh, he's been living in this house for, you know, like she said something crazy, like 60 years. And I was like,
oh, it's your granddaddy.
Yeah. I was like, what is happening right now? And basically, we get down to the nitty gritty. I was like, all right, who is this dude? Like, what's going on? And she was just like, oh, he's a spirit that was here when I moved in. And I was like, oh, like a ghost. And she was like, yeah, he's actually in the room right now. And I was like, are you like fucking with me right now? He's like, I can't, you know what I'm saying? Like, this is kind of scaring me. So anyways, I'll make a long story short. I skipped out of there.
How far? You said you had gotten far into Netflix and chill.
He said, I got in there.
Like, I just wasn't trying to, you know, like the possession and all that stuff. I don't know how these ghosts work.
We are making jokes, but in real life, that is a real thing.
No, that's real, bro.
Literally in the news.
No, people be getting down with the ghost sexing. You know what I'm saying? But no, real quick, man. I know you sound like a very, very well-traveled man. Have you ever had some crazy, 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 like, road trips before?
So, again, this is what actually messed me up and got me believing in ghosts and spirits and all that stuff. So, you know, back in the day, I was telling you, I grew up in the Bay Area. My parents moved me out of the hood. They moved me to this small little town called Los Gatos. Actually, to give you the background of this area. So, Santa Cruz, California was called the murder capital of the world in the 1970s because in the 70s, it produced more serial killers than any other place on the planet, right? So, like, you had John Lindley Frazier, who murdered a family. You had Herbert William Mullen. He was born on the anniversary of the 1906 earthquake. So he had this weird thing with earthquakes, and he thought he was, like, bad luck. And so he started murdering people because he thought, you know, if he didn't, the earthquake was going to end the world, right? So growing up as a teenager, I was kind of fascinated with that.
How old were you about this time?
I was like right out of high school. So I was probably like 17, 18 when this went down.
Okay.
I had just moved out of my parents' house and one of the homies had a cabin in Tahoe. So it became a thing where like every other weekend we would take a road trip to go snowboarding, just hanging out, partying in the snow, just chilling, right? So one weekend, everyone's going up, but me and the homie, Chris, we had work that night. So we said, we'll meet you up at the cabin after we get off work. But that wasn't until like midnight or something like that. Make a long story medium short, we hop in the Jeep after work, and in between Los Gatos and Tahoe, there's just like stretches of farmland. Me and Chris, we are driving up to this mountain, and we're driving along this stretch of farmland, and halfway, the gas light comes on, so I pull over to get gas out in this town in the middle of nowhere, you know, go in there, fill up, get snacks, whatever. I come back out to the Jeep, and Chris is sitting in the passenger seat, and he's looking like he just did something bad. He looks like he just stole something. I said, all right, let's get out of here. We're tearing down the road. And for like an hour, 2 hours, Chris is sitting in the passenger seat saying, hey, you know, we should pull over in that cornfield right there. Like, let's go off-roading. And I was like, nah, man, I just want to get to the cabin. And for like an hour straight, he's like, oh, no, pull over right there. Pull over. Like, he's like, no, dude, it'll be fun. Like, just go out in the cornfield. Go out in the cornfield. And I was like, bro, no, man. What are you talking about? Absolutely not. Like, please stop. You know what I'm saying? He's just harassing me this whole time. And so I say, Chris, I will give you $20. Just shut the F up for the rest of the ride. I'll give you $20. I reach down to get my wallet. And my wallet's not there because I left it back at the gas station. So now I'm pissed. We got to make a U-turn, head an hour back, and the entire way, dude is just like, oh, you know, let's like pull over there, pull up, you know, pull out into the cornfield. Let's go in the cornfield. He kept saying it, but like, he was like the class clown. He was like a joker, but he was just being weird. So we get back to the gas station. I walk in the gas station and the attendant's standing there. He's got my wallet on the counter. And I was like, oh, like, thank you so much. Go over and grab it. I turn around. Chris is standing there and he punches me as hard as he can across the face. And I'm like, yo, what is your problem, dude? And he looks at me and he says, don't ever do that again, bro. Don't ever do that again. Like, I was standing here for 2 hours by myself. I thought you ditched me, blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, what are you talking about, dude? And I look at the gas station attendant and I'm like, yo, like, what is this guy talking about? He's like, yeah, we've been standing here talking this entire time. So I'm looking at Chris like,
Wait, hold on a second. You were just
in the car with me talking about pull over in the cornfield.
So you rolling with a doppelganger.
Yeah.
Right. So I'm like, no, bro, like, you were literally in the car with me and you kept telling me to pull over into this cornfield. You kept saying that you wanted to go off-road and you wanted to take this other path. And he was like, dude, like, you're tripping. And I was like, I swear on my mama, what are you talking about? So he got back in the car the entire drive to this cabin. We're like arguing. I'm like, bro, like, I would not make this up. And he's mad at me, I'm mad at him, you know. And we get to the cabin and dudes are like, what's wrong with you two? So we tell them the story and they're like, what the hell? Because they know we're not smart enough to make something up like that. So that was like probably the most scared I've ever been.
I'm trying to figure, so Chris didn't like try to bother to call you if he felt like he'd been standing there for 2 hours?
That's a
well, here's the
question.
Thing. I'm going to say this is almost 20 years ago now. You know what I'm saying? This is like 15, 20 years ago. Damn. And, you know, cell phones weren't what they were back then. And we were out in the middle of nowhere. Like,
yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know, we didn't have like FaceTime or anything like that.
When I hear stories like that, I always go to the what if. Like, what would have happened
if you would have went
into the cornfield with whatever was in your car?
Right, right. And that's what people keep asking me. You know, like, what would have happened? Because, like, on any other day, I might have.
Yeah, all right, man, let's go.
You
know, let's do
it,
man.
If you just had a little bit more time to spare and you hadn't left your wallet, you probably would have been like, you know what? We can check out this cornfield. That story you shared with us, Dylan, you did a tweet about it.
Yeah, yeah.
And it went viral, right?
Yeah, a little bit,
man,
yeah.
What can you tell us, what were some of the reactions to that? Like, what were people saying?
I just had a lot of folks who were like, that's actually like the scariest shit I've ever heard in my life. That's terrifying. And again, a lot of people were saying, what would have happened if you went into the cornfield, right? So it got a lot of attention, but, you know, I didn't think it was going to blow up like that.
You made a short film about like this whole experience called They Too. Like, what was it like for you to like return to this creepy memory?
You know, I cast my boy, Jonathan Lipnicki, you know, from Jerry Maguire.
Yeah,
he's one of my best homies. He played me, actually. But, you know, it was everyone who I told the story was enamored by it. So we went and shot in a little town called Williams, Arizona, on Route 66. Again, it all goes back to just like my fascination with Santa Cruz and that area and the folklore as a kid growing up. It always just like really scared me. So when I wrote this film, I found that the Ohlone people, the indigenous people to the Santa Cruz Mountains, they have the story of a skinwalker, right? It's like a doppelganger and it transforms into whatever to hunt its prey. And that was very much what I was feeling, right? So these folks who were inhabiting this mountainside that I had this experience on, you know, thousands of years ago, we're talking about this. It really makes you wonder, right?
That's deep, man, because shoot, skinwalkers. And that's one of those things where you're like, if you do know that that's real, it's like, wow, that could happen.
Right.
I mean,
Dylan, man, with you being from the Bay, man, what other like stories did you grow up hearing? Or like, you know what I'm saying? Like what from that area was real notable back in the day?
Damn. Yeah, I can't remember the road, but there was this road that wound up into the mountains. Oh, it was Lick Avenue, I think it was called. And at the top of the mountain, there was this abandoned, like, insane asylum. And there was, like, this door next to it, like, on a rock that they called the Devil's Door, right? But it didn't make sense because, like, what's behind this door? Because it's literally built into the side of a mountain. So you know, there were all these rumors and all these stories about how the people in the asylum went crazy and killed a bunch of doctors and blah, 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 and all sorts of stuff like that.
Have you ever heard of the Winchester Mansion?
I grew up on Winchester Avenue, right down the street from there.
Yo, hey, do y'all remember when we investigated the Winchester Mystery House?
How could I forget? Because Dalen would have had us trapped in there until today.
So you telling me you wouldn't want to stay in San Jose, California?
Okay, now that's, we did have crustaceans.
In a home that was built by a widow in the 19th century? I don't know, bro.
I'm glad you brought that up because I totally would have forgot. But my girlfriend, actually my ex-wife, she was a tour guide there. So I would go there all the time. That place is wild, man. So I basically like grew up running around those hallways and like knowing all the lore and the history of that place.
Did you ever get lost? Like, was it one of those things where you like...
Well, I honestly, like, again, my girlfriend was a tour guide there, so I wouldn't go anywhere without her because, like, you know, I wasn't trying to get lost in there by myself because there's, like, trap doors and doors that led to nowhere and doors that led down elevator shafts and stairs that went into ceilings and stuff like that. So she wanted me to work there, too, and I was like, absolutely not. Like, I'm not trying to be around here. But, yeah, the history behind that place is crazy.
For sure. Well, we've asked all of our guests, Dylan, man, if you could be a ghost, would you be one? And why or why not?
You know what? Absolutely. Damn. You know, I would probably just, I don't know, man. Would I stay in my own crib? You know,
that's the question.
We're living in my crib. I think that makes the most sense.
So, like, we kind of touched on everything. We've talked about ghosts. We've talked about skinwalkers. How do you feel about aliens?
I got some alien stories too. I was in the military, so I was in the Air Force actually. And before I went to Iraq, we went out to this Air Force base in Nevada called Indian Springs. And it's right outside of Area 51. The perimeter shares a fence. And we would be doing like night training and we would look up in the sky and there would be these like green orbs that were just like going up and down. And we were always looking at each other like, this is just probably just like some military technology we don't know about yet, right? Like, cause this would make too much sense to be aliens in Area 51 and blah, blah, blah. But I always think about that. So yeah, I mean, I don't know if I believe in aliens, but I don't not believe in aliens.
Yeah, man, that's interesting. Dylan, man, thanks so much for the interview. We appreciate the time. We appreciate the stories. Before you go, tell the people where we can find you, man, and what you got going on next.
My memoir, Roadside, is dropping on Chicago Review Press next year, so you might be seeing that.
Dope. What's your social media handles?
I am Dilly P. That's D-Y-L-L-Y-P at Twitter, or on Twitter, I should say.
Nope. That was definitely your rap name. I remember that.
Dilly P.
Dropping next October.
Dilly.
Dylan, man, we appreciate your time, man. Thank you so much for spending it with us. We appreciate you.
No, I appreciate you having me. Thanks, guys.
Hey, fellas, I'm just going to be like honest with you. If Dalen's doppelganger was sitting in the car with me, I'm kicking you out right where you stand.
Wow. So, but how would you know?
But it's your doppelganger, it ain't you.
How do you know that? Exactly.
Because I know Dalen's attitude, so this Dalen would be nice.
My doppelganger's nice?
Yeah, your doppelganger's nice. Doppelganger
would have got in and put his seatbelt on immediately.
Wait, something's wrong. Something's wrong. We're not listening to trap music right now.
Doppelganger Dalen would offer gas money?
Woo! Doppelganger Dalen would say, you know, what do you guys want to listen to?
Right.
I got some Barry Manilow, you know? So, yeah, man, but regardless of that, I know we're talking about your playlist, but let's talk about some other crazy things. All right, guys, again, great interview, Dylan Park. But now it's time for our game, Spooky Road Trip Trivia. I'm going to work on that title. Are you guys ready?
I'm ready.
Okay, okay.
I'm ready.
Okay, what about you, Juwan?
I'm locked in.
Like hot spaghetti, baby.
Oh, hot spaghetti. Okay, well, let's see what we're doing, Chef Boyardee.
Juan.
Okay, question one. What's the name of the popular haunted highway that runs from Chicago to Los Angeles?
And I know this one.
What's that?
That's Route 66.
Okay.
Yeah, I knew that. Okay. I knew that growing up, there was a major highway. And they was like, man, you know this road right here take you all the way to the West Coast. And I was like, oh, for real? But I ain't never find out. But
I didn't know that one. I'm from the South.
Okay, so you know about 85?
I know 85, 75, and 20.
And 10. 20,
okay, 20 and 10. Okay, gotcha. Okay. Juwan, you got it, of course. Route 66. All right, question two. Question two. What's the name of the haunted road in Texas where horse-drawn carriages frequent in the early 1800s before the Civil War? Some say they've seen the spirit of a woman wandering this road and spirits of small children, too. What is the name of this road?
I'm going to go with Backyard Boogie.
Backyard Boogie. Okay. That's definitely wrong.
Hey, man, I've never heard of that story, and I lived in Texas.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm putting you on game. What about you, Juwan?
I don't know. I think it's called Slippery Slope.
That's definitely not it either.
Nope.
Okay. You guys are totally off. But
I have no idea.
You will know now. From now on, you will.
What's it called?
Because it's called Stagecoach Road.
That's stupid.
No, you're stupid.
I guess it makes sense. Horse-drawn carriage?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. All right. Here's the last one.
Make it a little easier, please.
I'm trying to. What is the name of the road in California that apparently is haunted by a miner who was killed for his gold? A lot of people went to this area during the California gold rush and stuff back in the mid-1800s. What is this road's name?
Wilshire Boulevard.
Darn. Oh, my gosh. Why do you keep answering these wrong?
It's not Wilshire. La Cienega?
Gold Rush Road.
At least you could have said Gold Rush Road.
Was that right?
No, it wasn't. But it
Why
sounded
would you
like
to
you,
say that?
Because it sounded like you were at least listening to the question.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
What's it called?
Perspectives Road.
Why would it? Okay.
I don't know. Right.
What? That's stupid.
You feel like you can name roads better?
Yeah. Y'all need to start letting me name roads.
What you gonna name it then?
Ass Highway.
This is why we don't give you any microphones.
Any responsibility?
No responsibilities. We're going to let you bring the luggage in. All right, guys. All right. Next up, we have a listener submission. This submission comes from a fellow legender. You like that, guys, right?
Yeah.
I know you love it. Bianca in New York. Break it down for us, love.
Hi, Ghost Brothers. My name is Bianca, and I'm excited to share about my encounter with the paranormal at the Lizzie Borden House. This happened last October 2022, the day after I investigated with you gentlemen in Savannah, and to say I had quite the experience is me saying the least. During one of the EVP sessions in the dining room, I started to feel very, very sick. I'm talking nausea, dizziness, head spinning, room spinning. I need to get from this seat right now or it's not going to end well for anyone that's in here. So I excused myself from the session and made my way out into the living room. And after a couple of minutes, I started to feel some relief, but I felt a great sense of unease. Now, you know what they say, once you start to feel something, take that camera out and record. And that's exactly what I did. Granted, I didn't see anything with my naked eyes, but when I got back to my hotel later on that evening and was reviewing through my footage and my photos, I definitely saw what I was feeling. As my camera was panned facing the direction of the kitchen, you see an orb clear as day fly out the kitchen into my direction. And about a second later, you see a silhouette walk past the mirror. Now, I know for a fact that I was the only person out there because, like I had mentioned, I had exited the dining room because I started to feel sick. I also found out that the chair I was sitting in during the EVP session was the chair of Andrew Borden's. And several women have reported that Andrew Borden will make himself known to women, 100%. So do I think that was Andrew Borden making himself known to me? Absolutely. Do I also think that me having a photo shoot on the couch that he was axed to death on helped my situation? Definitely not.
Wow.
Let me tell you why that's crazy.
That's from Bianca in New York, son.
That's wild, because the fact that they even have this murder couch there and you can sit on it.
So wait, do y'all remember that story?
What, you talking about the Borden house?
Yeah. Lizzie Borden.
Lizzie Borden, bro. I think that story, per the movie that I watched, they said that he was like lying on the couch and like she came in with an axe.
Right, right, right. But like, I feel like allegedly she killed the family.
Like, think about that. Like, that's morbid as hell. Like, what
did they did get it clean, though.
You think so?
I mean, at least they put some Febreze on it.
Hey, man, listen, you got to Febreze that thing. They got to get that one that they put above it that they can plug in that just spray every 36 seconds.
You're right.
I just feel like we learned on Haunted House Guest, you just can't really trust everybody's couch.
Oh,
so you,
that you cannot.
You can't just sit down on everybody's couch. Daylon learned that at Allen House.
Oh, my gosh, bro. I did.
And he asked the spirit to show up.
And she sat down right next, like, I literally felt the cushion sink in.
So she had a wagon?
She had a BBL.
She was dragging a wagon. I am not going to say she was dragging a wagon, but that thing. That was,
pun intended. I like what you did
there.
You
see what I did?
Yeah,
you
know I'm not going to say she was dragging a wagon, but.
But I definitely felt the indentation of her sitting down, bro. That was one of my first, you know, big wow moments into the paranormal.
So what you and Bianca both kind of using that tactic, because y'all both get sick typically. You get sick a lot of times during investigations.
I feel like you're taking a shot at my immune system.
I'm just saying, it is very weak. It's a very weak immune system. I need some more elderberry juice. Concerned about you. I want you to do some sea moss. I want you to start drinking some vitamin C's, whatever.
Alkaline water.
Alkaline
you
got to
get your ginger shots.
Yeah. So I really need you to get that together.
Your alkalinity needs to go up.
Exactly, Juwan.
Shout out to Bianca. Appreciate that.
Thank you, good story.
That's all we have for you legends today. What, are we really still calling them legends?
That's what we're calling them.
Listen, moving right along, I can't deal with y'all. I just want y'all to subscribe and rate us. We need 5 stars.
Hey, legends, we thank you guys so very much. Don't forget, we'd love to hear from our legends. So you guys go and submit your stories to ghostbrotherspodcast.com. That's for legends only. ghostbrotherspodcast.com.
Until next time, see you later.
Peace, love, and paranormal.
All right, see y'all next week. Y'all know where to come.
Urban Legends with the Ghost Brothers is produced by Neon Hum Media for Discovery Plus. You can follow our show wherever you get your podcasts, and we'd love it if you could take a second to leave us a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts. For Discovery Plus, our executive producers are Michael DeSalvo and Ali Reed. At Neon Hum, our executive producer is Shara Morris. Our lead producer is Cheris Satchel. Our associate producers are Navani Otero and Ann Lim. Our production manager is Samantha Allison. Music by Asha Ivanovich. Concept by Odelia Rubin and Shara Morris. Our engineers are Hansdale Shi, Max Unruh, and Lila Williams.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, everyone. Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.